Let's get the business now from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. The dollar hit a four-year low against the euro in the early hours of Tuesday morning, but it marks the continuation of a trend because having strengthened following Donald Trump's election victory late last year, the dollar has been steadily getting weaker against Europe's single currency since the start of this year. The euro is currently up close to 15% compared to mid-January. Roman Zurich is senior market analyst at Eber. He joins us on the line now to discuss this. Roman, why has the dollar slipped so much in recent months?
And there's been a number of factors contributing to it, but a lot of it has to do with the presidency of Donald Trump. First, market got concerned with the trade issues. So we see that the US has moved on a trade protectionism path, and this is something that is casting shadow on its economic prospects. And this is something that is leading to an expectation that the US growth will be slower. And therefore, if we look at the euro-dollar exchange rate, this is supporting the increase in the euro-dollar. Also because we are seeing some optimism regarding the longer-term prospects in the eurozone, helped by the German fiscal package that is set to start impacting the economy at the turn of the year. There is also the abruptness of communications from the president. Recently, markets have been concerned with the impact on the Federal Reserve independence. President has called on Jerome Powell to resign, has suggested that he could name a new Federal Reserve president potentially sooner, mm-hmm. And in general has been advocating strongly for lower rates. This is something that we have not really witnessed in developed economies in recent years. This is something that is more that we are more likely to see in emerging markets, but even in those places, it's not particularly common. Mm-hmm. So the level of interference that we get from the president is quite concerning. It's also encouraging the rate cut bets in the US, as is some deterioration in economic data. Also, markets have been relatively concerned with the U.S. Fiscal situation. The U.S. has been running significant fiscal deficits in recent years, even though its economic activity has been rather strong. So it's quite uncharacteristic of the period. And the One Big Beautiful Bill that passed the Senate just yesterday is promising to increase this the U.S. debt in the coming years.
We are hearing suggestions as well on trade potential for 10% tariffs between the U.S. and EU goods being the new normal, which will obviously make life difficult for European exporters. Presumably, though, the stronger euro against the dollar will make that situation even worse for exporting firms.
Yeah, absolutely. It's another hurdle. The consumers will be able to maybe breathe a little easier, but for the exporters and looking at the EU, it's an exporting economy. It's going to be an issue. It's something that is leading to a deterioration in the economic prospects in the near term, but longer term prospects, they are helped by this fiscal stimulus that I mentioned.
We've seen the price of oil settle back somewhat following spikes during the attacks between Israel and Iran. Given that that's priced in dollar, does the weaker dollar potentially mean that it'll be slightly cheaper again for European consumers and businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. We have seen a significant reversal in the oil's fortunes. And right now we are back to levels where we were before the onset of the Israel-Iran conflict. And if we price that in euros, it certainly is a factor that should be contributing to a slightly calmer price environment in the eurozone. This is not an aspect that the ECB, I think, is particularly concerned with right now.
Roman Zurich, senior market analyst at Eber. Thank you very much for that. More business news in the next year. That's all for now.